哈利路亚，我们下午来查考保罗，使徒，保罗他在犹太人跟外邦人当中的那个叫使徒信息。
Hallelujah. We will study this afternoon the message that Paul has for the Jews and the Gentiles.
有时候你会看到英文有一个字是希腊文来的，叫 kerygma， kerygma 这个字眼。
Sometimes you may see this Greek word, kerygma.
意思就是说是使徒宣讲的信息。
What it means is the proclamation of the message.
那最主要是宣扬主耶稣，他是神儿子，是基督。
Mainly that proclamation that Jesus is the Christ, a son of God.
那他所传的福音叫做神国的福音。
And the message that he preaches is called the message of the kingdom of God. 是
跟主耶稣钉十字架、复活、升天、降下圣灵、建设了神国，那让人得救的这个好消息。
It is the message about Christ having died on the cross, and he resurrected and went into heaven and sent down the Holy Spirit.
那使徒所传讲的是集中在这个福音上头。
And this is actually the key message of the preaching of the of the apostles.
那圣经用得救的福音。
The Bible uses the gospel of salvation.
或叫做真理的道，或者说真实的道。
Or the gospel of the truth, or the truth itself.
Word of truth.
Oh, the word of truth.
这是以弗所书一章12-14节所说起的，十三节所提到，得救的福音就叫你们所信的这个真理的道。
This is what is being referred to in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. This is the gospel of salvation.
那我们来看哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
对，把福音很简单的内容，很，就是说很梗概的这样说出来。
So very, very briefly, we explain the content.
我们先从第一节念起。
Starting with verse 1.
新约圣经244页。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
就说我现在弟兄们，我把以前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这个福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。假定你们信仰是不是突然的话，能够持守我所传给你们的福音，就会因这个福音来得救，所以叫得救福音。
So this is the reason why it's called the gospel of salvation.
这里头有保罗亲自从主耶稣或从其他门徒所领受的信息。
Here it has a message that Paul has received directly from the Lord Jesus or from the other apostles.
然后呢，他自有体验。
And then he had his own experience.
他自有得到神的启示。
And he had revelation from God.
而且在牧会宣讲福音当中，他所得到的这种实际的经验。
And also, in preaching to others, he had gained experience.
所以说他的福音是有启示性质，跟他的教会实务的性质的。
That's why we say that his preaching actually is one with revelation and revelation, and also one with actual experience.
就是有关教会这个福音传宣讲方面的实际工作的经验。
And this experience stemmed from in preaching the gospel in the church.
还有福音一个就是领受以外，还有一个转达，就再交给听的人。
The gospel reaches us, and it also needs to in turn be preached to others.
所以说叫传达，传给在听受的人。
So the term is to pass on this message.
所以这个福音就要有源头，有源流，然后传授，有目标，最后的达到目的就是要得救。
So there is a source from which we receive the gospel, and later on it needs to be passed on to others, so salvation can be passed on.
持守到底的人就会因所信的福音来得救了。
Those who are able to hold until the end will be saved by the gospel.
那第三节以下就描写这个福音简单的内容。
From verse 3 and on, it describes briefly the content of the gospel.
这个主耶稣的行迹，就主耶稣的传道整个生涯都有旧约圣经的这样的引证。
The entire life of Jesus actually were prefigured in the Old Testament.
所以主耶稣所做的都按着圣经所记的。
What Jesus did was all according to what was recorded in the Bible.
保罗就把这约翰福音所说的得荣耀这个字眼的三大内容一起讲在一起，讲在一块。
And Paul uses what was described in John as to receive glory, according to three different points.
一个就主耶稣受死。
The first is that Jesus died.
然后就主耶稣复活。
And then Jesus resurrected.
然后升天进入到父神的荣耀。
And Jesus ascended to heaven into the glory of God.
那在腓立比书二章又叫高举。高举进入父神的荣耀。
In Philippians chapter 2, it says that he was lifted up to the glory of God.
Exalted. 高举 exaltation, 很重要的观念。
This is a very important concept.
因为主耶稣来到人间，约翰福音说他是受差者，受天父的差遣。
In the Gospel of John, it says that when Jesus comes into this world, he was actually being sent to the world.
他也做天父创造跟救赎的工作。
He also did the work of God in creating and saving the world.
就是创造跟救赎。
Which is creation and salvation.
Redemption.
Redemption.
那他工作做完了，就回归到天父的那个怀里头和天父的荣耀里头。
After his work had completed, he then returned to the bosom of God.
那时候他降下圣灵。
That's when the Holy Spirit came down.
就开展着神国福音和教会工作。
And that began the development of the church work.
那就开始我们看到圣灵在末后这个日子的工作了。
And that's when we start to see the work of the Holy Spirit in the end time.
那主耶稣他在这新约的救恩时代，他担任着中保，就神跟人之间的中保。
Jesus played the role of a mediator between God and man in the New Testament.
他又是做万人或者我们信徒的那个大祭司，为我们来代求。
He's also the high priest who intercede for all of us.
那主耶稣他常常在异象和书信，新约书信描写他是在神的右边。
In visions and in epistles, he is often described to be at the right hand of God.
那当然他因为他是神儿子。
It is obviously because he is the Son of God.
他是受膏者。
He is the anointed one.
他坐在神右边的，哦，在神的右边的。
He is at the right hand of God.
那这个都有旧约圣经的诗篇第二篇。
This is what is mentioned in Psalm 2.
第六节第七节那里。
Verse 6 and 7.
那就说那个君王，就大卫体系君王，今天被加冕那高丽的时候。
And the king that was referred to that was being crowned.
那这个大卫体系的王。
体系
的 Davidic line.
Oh, from David's line.
Lineage
or genealogy.
那他做王的时候呢，他要宣告。
And when he becomes king, he shall proclaim.
他说，神说，我今日生你。
God said that today I beget you.
我立你在锡安这个圣城里头了。
I set you in the holy city of Zion.
所以在王加冕在登基的那一天，他要称为神的儿子。
So when the king is being enthroned, he shall be the son of God.
那另外一个出处就一个诗篇一百诗篇。
Another place is Psalm 110.
那第一节那里。
In verse 1.
就说你神主对我主说，上主对我主君王说。
The Lord said to my Lord, and this is the Lord from on high said to my Lord.
这个君王是大卫的体系的王，包括大卫在内。
And this second king is referring to also David.
那就神就说你坐在我右边。
God said to him,You sit at my right hand.
那个坐不一定是坐，因为那个动词应该说处在我右边。
And that term to sit actually may not refer to sit, but to be at my right hand.
所以说你在异象可以看到站着和坐着都没有关系，就在我右边。
So in vision, you may see that he's sitting or standing, but that's not the important thing. The important thing is on the right hand.
在神的尊贵的权柄的。有权威的这样的一个右边是神的受膏者神儿子。
To be at the right hand of this most powerful God, he is actually the anointed one.
所以他从人来立场来说他代表神，从神的立场说他代表人，是神人之间的中保。
From the perspective of man, he represents God, And from the perspective of God, he represents men. Therefore, he's the mediator.
现在在旧恩的时代, 主耶稣用中保, 或者他是道路, 中保就中介的, 把人引到天上去, 天父那里, 直接到天父面前。
So in the time of salvation, he is the way by which we can be led to God directly.
所以他是雅各所梦见的天梯。
So he is really this heavenly ladder that was in the vision of Jacob.
创世纪28章。 就是天之门, 神的殿, 伯特利, 天梯的那个地方。
This is what is recorded in Genesis chapter 28 in the place of Bethel, where Jacob saw this vision of this letter that opens into the door of heaven.
所以约翰福音第一章51节, 主耶稣说, 你们要看见天门打开。
In John chapter 1, verse 51, he said that you shall see the door to heaven opened.
然后讲你们看见天上使者在人子耶稣身上上去下来。
And you will see that there are angels that go up and down on the Son of Man.
那其实就是雅各天梯的再现。
This is actually the vision, the same vision as that of Jacob.
那这个天梯就主耶稣是这个通往天上天国主天父面前的天梯那个中间道路。
This heavenly letter is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, which connects between heaven and earth.
所以他在约翰14章6节说,
in John chapter 14, verse 6, he said,
我是道路, 我是生命, 我是真理,
that I am the way, the life, and the truth.
要借着我, 人才能到达天父面前去。
And through me, men can come to God.
所以耶稣是那个中保, 那个中介, 那个通道。
Jesus is the mediator, and he is the way.
他本身带着从神来的福音, 真理。
He has brought with him the truth from God.
因为福音有普遍性的真理跟特殊的要求。
And because the gospel actually has
universal and particular aspects.
Has a universal and particular aspect.
那就说, 神爱世人, 哎呀, 要热心, 要追求, 都是普遍的道理。
What is universal is that God loves man and that we need to pursue.
然后特殊要求说, 你要从, 从认识, 从立志, 要相信, 然后要受洗, 要得圣灵, 要行天国的道路所需要的这种属灵要求。
What is particular is that we need to believe and we need to repent and also do certain things that are required.
那就是我们水灵重生。
That is to say, we need to be reborn in the water and in the spirit.
然后呢, 要行这天父的旨意。
And we need to do the will of God.
要结出那圣灵的果子, 让灵命永留。
We need to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那这样的话, 这种人就可以被接纳去了, 进入神国的, 靠着福音来得救了。
And this type of people can be saved through the word.
那用这样的背景, 这样说应该有的那个主要的, 使徒信息的内容, 我们来看保罗他们怎么传福音。
Using this essential content, well, let's look at how Paul preached the gospel.
那使徒行传本身就是一本很好的这个参考, 一本很好的记载。
The book of Acts itself is a very good recording of this.
那你可以看到很有规模的记载, 圣灵的行传。
You can see that it systematically records the work of the Holy Spirit.
其实圣灵当降下的时候,
actually, when the Holy Spirit first descended,
非常蓬勃, 非常生动,
it was very reviving.
而且充满了权柄, 全能, 全能,
it also fills the church with power.
圣灵本身是, 在进行治理, 带领, 这样的工作。
And the Holy Spirit also guides and leads the work.
甚至说圣灵出声说要差遣保罗分别他, 跟他把巴拿巴出去传外邦的给外邦人传福音。
We even see that the Holy Spirit speaks to the members and let them know that Paul needs to be sent out to preach to the Gentiles.
或者保罗听到圣灵主耶稣显现说你不要在这个地方 传小亚细亚, 你要往马其顿去。
Or Paul himself hearing the message through the Holy Spirit that you shall not stay in Asia Minor, but go to Macedon.
圣灵在借着这个先知传所传讲的语言和圣灵感动的语言 来差遣来工作。
The Holy Spirit would work through the mouth of his prophets to do the work of sending the workers.
所以这个是圣灵很活跃的一个期间。
This is a time when the Holy Spirit is very active.
那你看到圣经描写他们所传的是什么样的信息呢？
But when we look at what is recorded, what is the kind of message that was preached?
我们可以从两位使徒看出他们的具体内容。
We can see the clear content from two apostles.
这个《使徒行传》的前面，大概到第十章、十一章为止，全部大概是以彼得为使徒彼得为中心人物。
Up until chapter 10-11, you can see that Peter was the central figure.
那么十一章、十二章以后就开始保罗，从九章他被选、被选召，那以后就保罗的行传。
Paul was chosen in chapter 9, and from 12 and on, you can see that he is the worker.
那十三章真正是保罗的第一次宣道旅行的记载。
In chapter 13, it records the first missionary trip.
一直到二十一章为止。
Until chapter 21.
三次的宣道旅行。
There were three missionary trips.
然后他所活动的地方是在地中海。
And the place of the missionary work is in the Mediterranean Sea.
因为当时的福音已经从这犹太地。
This is because the gospel has already gone from the land of Judea into Samaria and Caesarea, into Turkey. There were Jews as well as the Gentiles who believed.
那么十一章、十二章就记载在安提柯，就小亚细亚安提柯变成这外邦传宣道中心。
In chapter 11 and 12, it mentioned that the Antioch in Asia became the capital of the gospel in the Gentile land.
所以叫做外邦这个信息，外邦使徒信息。
So it's referred to as the gospel for the Gentile.
就是说为了他们，那保罗跟巴拿巴、希拉这等，还有很多无名的英雄。
That is to say, Paul and along with Barnabas and Silas, they were the workers who preached the gospel to the Gentiles.
我们从使徒行传里头可以从那个福音的描述，他所惯的形容词，可以看出它的多方面的性质。
From the book of Acts, we can look at the adjectives that were used to see the different aspect of the gospel.
我们来看第八章，使徒行传第八章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 8.
我们抽看就可以。
We will pick certain ones only.
请看第八章。
Let's take, for example, chapter 8,
第五节
verse
5. 腓力下撒玛利亚去宣讲基督，是讲基督耶稣的一生，他的道理，用基督两个字。
Here it says he preached Christ to them.
就是基督就是他受膏者。
That Christ is the anointed one.
那就让人家知道说，耶稣不是只有拿撒勒人这样的一个地名而已。
So that the people would know Jesus is not just a man in Nazareth.
他是旧约以来的神所安立的、所归为圣的基督受膏者。
Instead, he was the anointed one from the time of the Old Testament until now.
那当然，这有一个犹太人和以色列人的弥赛亚期盼的重要的信息在里头。
Of course, there is the very important message of the Messiah in it.
Messianic expectation.
Oh, the Messianic expectation.
那就是主要来做救主。
That is, the Lord will come and become their King and Savior.
不管有人认为他是政治社会意义的救主，民族救星也好。
Regardless of whether people are expecting him to be the political king.
但是呢，最主要指的是选神国，这个弥赛亚王国，就圣灵所建设的这位基督，这位主耶稣。
What is most important is that this is the Christ that will become the Messiah or the King for the kingdom of God.
就是说神的国啊，好，那这样第一个，那我们再看第八章的十二节。
Let's also look at chapter 8, verse 12.
撒玛利亚人信了腓力所传的神国的福音跟耶稣基督的名，记住这两个重点。
There are two important things here, which are the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ.
所以要传的是有关天国的福音。
So what they were preaching is concerning the kingdom of God.
那我们就要下定义什么叫神国，什么叫天国。
So we need to determine then,What is the kingdom of God?
就等于说神，就神的王权，神的统治权。
That is to say it's a kingdom where God has the power to rule.
Divine kingship.
A divine kingship.
神就是他统治的地方，不管这里有教会， 是一个境地，一个范围。
Whether it is in the church, it's an area where he has divine kingship.
那这个大家加入到神的国，叫神的家。
And everyone is added into this kingdom and this house of God.
保罗书信，比如说《使徒行传》、《罗马书》，神的国是指的神的教会。
In the book of Romans, for example, Paul is saying that the kingdom of God is the church of God.
那其他地方都是讲一个境界，属灵的这个范围，属灵的一个氛围和一个领域。
In other places, it describes this as a realm or a spiritual boundary.
甚至说以后回到天国，这固定的，这将来永生的国度里头。
And it also refers to the kingdom that we will return to at the end in the future.
那马太福音13章就说这天父的国度。
In Matthew chapter 13, it says that this is the kingdom of the Father.
这十三节说，义人要在神的国度里头要发光如太阳。
In verse 13, it says that 43, it says that the righteous will shine like the sun.
那是将来我们永永远远的这个天家神的国。
This is the heavenly kingdom that we will return to in the future.
那是离开这个地面上的神国，到将来属灵的永远的神国去了。
To leave the kingdom of God in this world, to enter into the kingdom of God in the future.
有关如何的认识，如何的进入这样的信息，这样的主要的那个好的，这我们说的使徒信息，就是神国的福音了。
And this is the message of the apostle that we call the gospel of God's kingdom.
那对人要宣扬耶稣基督的名。
And towards men, we need to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ.
因为这是这个名，按照腓立比书第二章，第9节到11节那里。
Because according to Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10.
2 to 11. 6节8节描写耶稣卑微，虚心顺服，他就说钉死在十字架上。
6 to 8 says that the Lord Jesus humbled himself and was crucified on the cross.
他是倒空虚极，那顺服天父旨意，走到那个受死与十字架上。
He emptied himself and walked to the end, and was crucified on the cross.
那么9节到11节就描写天父把他高举。
And then in verse 9 to 11, it mentions that God exalted him.
说耶稣基督的名。
So the name of Christ
超乎万名之上。
Is above all names.
万口要称颂，那万膝要跪拜。
And all shall praise him and bow down.
这个名就是救主，叫真神的名字。
And this name is a name of the Lord's Savior. It's a name of God.
靠着他可以赦罪。
And that through him, sins can be forgiven.
奉主耶稣的名受洗施洗，那赦罪。
So we baptize in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we can conduct sacraments such as Holy Communion. And this name can cast out demons and can also bring us together in worship. And this is the name that we should honor and also proclaim.
所以这传道，尤其包括犹太人在内的，也需要明白这两个重点。
So this is something even the Jews had to understand.
再看这个14节。
Let's refer to verse 14.
撒玛利亚人领受神的道，这是通称的，就神的道理。
And the Samaria had received the word of God, and this is the universal definition.
那再来看25节。
Let's also read verse 25.
就说使徒证明主道，并且传讲这主的道理，就等于使徒信息，或叫做有关主耶稣得救的道理。
So they testify and preach the word of God, and this is the word concerning the Lord Himself or His salvation.
那我们再看其他的章节，再看第九章。
Let's also read chapter 9.
好，这里有一句话，请看第15节。
There's something in verse 15.
亚拿尼亚本来就不甘愿来接待这个逼迫教会的扫罗。
Ananias originally was not very willing to accept Paul.
他听说有，他说听说听说 听很多人说他逼迫教会。
Because he heard that this person by the name of Saul persecuted the church a great deal.
苦害他的圣徒。
And he had bind many of his.
但主耶稣说，你尽管去。
But the Lord said to him, "Go."
他是我拣选的器皿。
For he is a chosen vessel of mine.
往外邦人当中的传道的。
To bear my name before Gentiles.
请看他的所强调的，宣扬我的名，耶稣基督的名，这第一个。
So let's look at the emphasis is that he shall proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
以后不但宣扬主耶稣基督的名，再看二十节。
Not only so, in verse 20,
保罗进入犹太人的会堂。
Paul went into the synagogue of the Jews.
他主要目的不是在讲圣经，在讲真神，讲律法，因为这些大家都是了解的道理。
His focus was not on the scripture or on God or the law, because it's something everyone understood.
因为犹太人所需要的信天父，也要信耶稣基督。
But what the Jews needed was not just to believe in God, but to believe also in Christ Jesus.
他们要信神，要信耶稣是受差者，是基督，是神的儿子。
They need to believe in God and also in Jesus as His Son.
那这个时候，所以保罗进了会堂里头宣讲，请看二十节。
So here, Paul went into the synagogue in verse 20.
宣传耶稣说是神的儿子，第一点。
The first thing is he preached to Christ.That he is the Son of God.
再看二十二节。
Let's also refer to verse 22.
但是波导住在以大马色的犹太人证明耶稣是受膏者，是弥赛亚，是基督。
He confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ.
所以我们了解到会堂是犹太人他们是宗教跟社会活动的中心点。
We realize that the synagogue is the political place.And also the religious place of the Jews.
犹太人在他们 diaspora， 就是他们徙置的各方各国，他们都有这个活动中心，就宗教跟社会的活动中心会堂。
So with the diaspora, the Jews actually establish this place, which is the center for religious worship.
他们安息日一定在会堂来崇拜。
On Sabbath day, they would be at this synagogue.
所以你看到十三章、十四章到十六章，保罗在安息日进入犹太人的会堂。
So from chapter 13 to 16, you see that Paul always entered into the synagogue on Sabbath.
为了讲什么呢？
And what was the purpose?
要讲耶稣基督的救恩。
His purpose was to talk about the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
要证明耶稣有两个位份，一个就是二十节说的神的儿子。
To prove that Jesus has two role. One is what is mentioned in verse 20 that he's the Son of God.
一个二十二节说的基督。
The other is that he is the Christ.
这个是很微妙的地方。
This is what is very miraculous.
因为要从旧约圣经，就是这个犹太教的宗教历史，这样来看出这两个名号的重要性。
Because from the Old Testament and from the religion of the Jewish people, you can see the importance of these two roles.
因为在神国里头，要召使者，他所要传的福音就是这个位份，神儿子基督的这个人物。
And what they're trying to preach about the gospel of kingdom of God is the Son of God and this Christ.
但是犹太人不相信耶稣，一个卑微的乡下人会成为人类的救主。他传的福音是有关神的智慧跟神的能力。
But the Jews were not willing to believe it because Jesus was a very lowly person from a small town, and this is the person who could speak the wisdom of God.
跟神的能力。
And also his power.
但因为他们相信所要出现的，根据旧约圣经所预言的那个救主，应该是得胜的君王，是一个政治是社会上有势力的，推翻外敌辖制的一个得胜君王的。
They believe that from the Old Testament, this Messiah is someone who is with power and who can actually defeat the enemies.
好，这个是一段。那我们可以看到保罗却要说从属灵方面来了解。
So now we will talk about from the spiritual perspective.
不是从政治社会的推翻罗马帝国的政治意味的。
It's not someone who from the political arena standpoint would defeat the enemy.
好，所以这是对犹太人宣讲的目标。
This is the objective of preaching to the Jews.
那以后呢，他们所传的福音包括彼得在内，我们来看这个福音怎么描写。
Later on, let's look at how the gospel is being preached, including that of Peter.
我们看彼得的第六段使徒信息的记载，就是《使徒行传》第十章。
And this is the sixth recording of
第六段了。
The sixth passage, which is in Acts chapter 10.
就是他从第二章开始到第四章，彼得他讲了六段公开宣讲的使徒信息。
So Peter had already proclaimed up to six times ever since Acts chapter 2 regarding the gospel that is preached by the apostle.
那也就是说是这个使徒行传第二章圣灵降临那一天的长篇大别开生面的大的讲道。
So the message that he preached in Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Spirit first descended.
然后呢，这个第十章是第六段，也是很长篇的见证，神也接纳外邦人。
In Acts chapter 10, this is also a very long message from him about the salvation reaching the Gentiles.
证明耶稣所传的福音是和平的福音。
To confirm that the gospel of Christ is a gospel of peace.
其实是一个不但是和平平安，而是神跟人之间的和解、和睦、和好的朋友把这个福音，就是在这个和平这个字眼。
This term peace actually signify a lot.
Reconcile.
This reconciliation between God and man.
或者人跟人之间。
Or between man and man.
犹太人跟外邦人在主基督里头的成为和好，成为一体。那个平安和和平的福音。
And even the Jews and the Gentiles can become reconciled in the gospel of God.
而且不但如此，人可以享受灵肉方面的平安。
Not only so, a man can experience a peace in the physical sense.
好，我们再看下去。
Let's continue.
底下有讲到宣讲主耶稣这个一番的一个字眼，在二十节那里。
In verse 20, it mentioned that. They preach about Christ.
这个十二章二十四节说神的道。
And then in chapter 12, verse 24, it mentioned the word of God.
这意思就是说又通称说神的道理。
And this is the general term about the word of God.
主的正道，真道，这第十三章二节。
In chapter 13, verse 2, it says about.
第九节。
In verse 9.It talked about
第八节说真道。
Verse 8, it says the faith.
那个真道。The faith. 那个 faith, 在英文的 faith 应该是信仰。英文的 faith 有信心跟信仰。这两个内在的跟外在的规模这样的两个含义。
So the word faith in English has two aspects of meaning. One is
conviction.
Comprehension.
Conviction.
Conviction.
信靠神的意念，那种信心。那另外就是说，信仰有外在化，比如说有这个信仰的得救的要道啦，相信的跟那个教会应该怎么进行这个信的建立的事情，就比较属于外在的架构的问题。
So the second version of this word is that.What you can see externally.
好，那再来就救世的道，就请看二十六节那里，救可以拯救世界的道。
And then in verse 26, it says the word of the salvation.
十三章三十八节，你们当晓得这赦罪的道，这个道理让你因为主耶稣的名来洗礼赦罪，神的道理会洗，道会洗你，你会得到这样洁净。
And in chapter 13, verse 38, it talks about this gospel of forgiveness. So this word will actually washes away our sin.
或者神的道，那个以弗所书五章二十六节说，那个会洗净你的心，神的道理会洗净我们的内心灵魂。
In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, it mentioned that the word of God can actually cleanse our sin.
这是让我们得到赦罪、得到洁净的道理了。
This is the gospel that allow us to be remitted of our sin.
一直看下去啊，我们简单说了，被神的恩典啊，这是福音啊，就叫神的恩典，神的恩啊，再来。
So simply put, this is actually the grace of God.
神的道。
This is the word of God.
恩道 ，gracious word.
So the gracious word.
还有神的恩。
And then the grace of God.
福音之道。The way of the gospel.
The way of the gospel.
或者是光明的道。
Or the gospel of light.
或者说复活的道。
Or the gospel of resurrection.
或者生命的道。
Or the way of life.
所以我们有空整理一下，就知道原来传的福音带给你赦罪，带给你光明，带给你有充满的希望，充满的这种那个活泼的盼望。 等等。
So when we put all of them together, you can see that this truth, this gospel can actually forgive our sins and bring us light and give us hope.
所以都有它的这种形容跟它的实质上的意义在里头。
There is a description, there is also the meaning of essence.
那现在我们就集中在这后半段保罗的那个使徒信息。
So now we will focus on the latter part where it was Paul's message.
他在公会面前。
Before the Sanhedrin.
他在会堂里头。
In the synagogue.
他在外邦的官府面前。
Before the officials of the Gentiles.
或在公众这外邦人的这种集会的地场所。
Or in public gathering places.
保罗都没有放弃他宣扬道理，或者宣扬得救福音的机会。
Paul did not give up any of the opportunities to preach the gospel.
他处处来见证主耶稣跟他的恩道。
He would preach and also testify of the Lord in every way possible.
让我们来看呢，在十三章就是针对的对象是犹太人。
In Acts chapter 13, we can see that the target is the Jews.
这个让我们提醒我们今天布道也一样的。
This is a reminder for us today.
因为我们有时候安排布道的这个外头来的传道人，他就那天晚上要连续讲什么道理。
When we make arrangement for a visiting minister to speak at the evangelical service,
那他就通常他应该先调查说晚上或者说这几天或今天晚上特定的这个会众或者说听众的对象是谁，他们背景如何，他们成分是什么。
The visiting minister needs to understand who are the targets and what are the background.
那在做阿舍的，在接待的，或在调查访问的，也应该知道今天进来的他们什么样的信仰背景。
Those who are the ushers or in the visitation team, they need to know the people who walk in today, what is their background.
所以讲到的已经知道，今天晚上大概是公会人士，就大公，那就是天主教跟圣公会的人们。
The speaker would know, for example, they are from a certain Christian denomination.
或者说今天都是那个民间宗教的人们。
民间宗教
就是 folk religion.
Folklore religion. Or maybe the visitors have folklore religion type of background.
Folk religion 就好了。
Folk religion, okay.
那就是说他们不信这个真神。
That is to say they don't believe in this God.
他们拜偶像的。
They worship idols.
那就要知道某些人是不信神的，有些人是外教会的。
So we need to know, they don't believe in God, or they're from other Christian denominations.
有些是外教会神学院师生来访问的。
And some are actually students from a theological seminary of other denominations.
有些是从外头来的牧师要来试听看看的。
Some are pastors from other denomination who want to test. What we preach.
这个就是我们布道要先做的功夫，要先了解的一件事。
This is something we need to prepare in our evangelism.
万一有混杂的对象的时候
，When there are mixed targets，
那我就说把这个性质相近的就把它带到旁边去吧，让另外一个人去讲。
Then we can bring together those that have similar background.
那就单一性质的布道。
We can have more of a single direction for that kind of preaching.
有时候在讲道的时候
，Sometimes when we speak sermon,
要三分之一有布道性质。
There should be one third of the content focused on evangelism.
三分之一有那个灵修的道理。
And one third should be focused on cultivation.
但有三分之一是查经，进入到圣经的历史、圣经的背景、圣经的文本本身的语言或等等。
One third should be on the Bible study to go into the background or the original text
or the context.
这
个就是我们在讲道的应该做一个聪明的工头来建造整个教会不同信众的那个信仰的基础的。
And this is something that as speaker, we need to be like the wise builder to know how we should present.
金银铜铁木瓦各种材料。
We need to be fluent with all types of materials.
意思就是说，是这个工人应该知道对象，应该知道他要讲的是什么。
That is to say, as the servant, as the worker, we need to know, what is our target.
而且他应该很熟练神的话，神的道理。
And we need to understand, we need to know the word of God well.
这是我们应该这样的要求。
This is something we should require of ourselves.
保罗自身的训练，他自己的素养。
And as for Paul's training himself,
他在犹太教的长大。
He grew up in the in Judaism.
他在法利赛门，他是蛮有名望地位的，有算有成就的。
Among the Pharisee, he actually was very accomplished.
他的热心，他的德性也是高超的。
His fervency is actually also very strong.
那他主要是选召他。
And the Lord had chosen him.
所以对他来讲是很大的转折，很大的改变。
For him, that was a big change.
那他就了解耶稣基督是什么。
And he understood what and who is Christ.
他想了解的旧约到新约是什么意义了。
And he understood on the meaning of the Old Testament into the New Testament.
等到他出外，在这地中海世界传道。
When he came out to preach in and around the Mediterranean Sea,
他自己了解希伯来文明。
He understood the Hebrew.
他也很熟悉希腊的语言跟文化。
He also was very familiar with the Greek language and culture.
他也知道摩西律法的源远流长的犹太教的这个渊源。
He also knew all the history of the Judaism.
跟他的信仰的内容。
As well as the content of his belief.
所以他可以面对犹太的会堂里头的各种人。
That's why he was able to face all kind of people in the Jewish synagogue.
那他讲到呢，就不要再介绍独一真神了。
When he preached, he no longer had to introduce this only true God.
不要再引进说你们要相信圣经神的话了。
He didn't have to convince the people to believe in the scripture.
也不要说你们不要拜偶像了。
He did not have to tell the people not to worship idols.
因为他们本来就信这个神的。
Because they already believed in this God.
本来就为道的热心的。
They already were fervent for the faith.
所以保罗在十三章这个一个典范说，他进会堂说什么道理。
So Paul had an example here in chapter 13, what he would do when he entered into the synagogue.
最主要，请看二十四节一直到三十七节。
Let's refer to verse 24 to 37.
第一段，第二段就是说，所以听了这一段道理，所以那个弟兄们，犹太教的弟兄们。应该晓得耶稣基督的赦罪的道理。
That was the passage, and after that, he said, "Therefore, after you have heard about this gospel of forgiveness."
因为犹太人是靠律法的行为称义。
Because the Jewish actually rely on the law to be considered justified.
这在罗马书三章十二那个。21 to 27, 很重要的提出来。
This was something that was mentioned and very important in Romans chapter 3, verse 21 to 27.
说现在不是在旧约时代用行为靠行为来得救。
That now, not in the past, in the Old Testament, that we rely on our conduct, our action to be justified.
譬如割礼啦，守节期啦，守宗教律法律例了。
For example, circumcision or observing the feasts.Or the laws and regulations.
现在不需要了，是靠信心来因主耶稣宝血赦罪来得救的。
Now we shall no longer need to do those things. We are relying on the blood of Christ to be remitted of our sins.
所以叫因信称义。
That's why it's called justification by faith.
不要再靠律法行为来得救。
It is no longer by our action of the law.
那你们怎么称义呢？
So how do you become justified?
那你就要认识耶稣是谁。
You need to know who Christ is.
我们使徒们跟主耶稣所传的是信息是什么？
We, the apostles, what we preach about Christ, and what is that message?
那就是奉主的名，靠着他宝血，靠着主的名来赦，那靠着主宝血来赦罪。
That is through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we wash away sins.
那你要得圣灵，要行出那要有基督的样式来。
And you need to receive the Holy Spirit and to live the image of Christ.
这叫救世界的道理。
This is the gospel that saves the world.
那保罗所见证跟彼得对会众所见证的一样的。
What Paul testified is the same as what Peter testified.
第一个说基督从哪儿来。
The first is where did Christ come from?
要从亚伯拉罕选民的这条线。
He has to be from the genealogy of Abraham, the chosen people.
大卫这应许的大卫子孙这条君王的路线。
He has to be the descendants of King David.
所以我们要知道马太福音第一章一节就说到耶稣的族谱。
Now we need to know in Matthew chapter 1, the first thing it mentioned is the genealogy of Jesus.
提到亚伯兰的后裔。
It says the descendants of Abraham.
或者大卫的子孙。
Or the descendants of David.
所以亚伯兰是选民，大卫是神的神权。
Abraham was a chosen one, and David represents the power of God.
啊，那就说到了 kingship.
The kingship.
就说是神国的王权。
That is to say the kingship of the kingdom of God.
所以神的国要借着大卫子孙主耶稣来建立起来。
So the kingdom of God shall be established by the descendant of David.
他是君王。
He is the king.
他是大先知。
He is the high priest.
他是大祭司。
A great prophet.
那他是神的器皿。
He is also the vessel of God.
都要用油来膏立，来归给神所用，叫做分别为圣。
He had to be anointed,
and
consecrated in order to be used by God.
所以称圣是这个道理。
Sanctified. To be sanctified, this is what it means.
就是说要被神来使用了，不跟世俗一样的。
That is to say, he has been separated for God's use.
所以他保罗对这个犹太人要讲这个道理。
This is the message that Paul had preached to the Jews.
就是说新约是主耶稣开创这个神国。
The New Testament is the kingdom that Jesus has created.
那不管是谁有信心来接受主耶稣，要靠他的宝血来赦罪的，奉他的名来赦罪的。
Regardless of who wants to believe, he shall rely on the blood of Jesus Christ.
那这个就要守他的道理。
And he shall observe his teaching.
这个就是他们所应该知道，很简单的，耶稣神儿子，耶稣神的受膏者。
This is what they need to know simply, that Jesus is the Son of God and that he's the anointed one.
那他们要接受赦罪的道，来真的进入到神的国里头。
And they need to accept the word of God to enter into God's kingdom.
所以这个是保罗在对犹太人在会堂里头所见证的道理。
This is what Paul preached to the Jew in the synagogue.
那我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's refer to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
传道的第二个对象应该是外邦人，或者没有信圣经、没有信神的那些外邦人。
The second target of our preaching should be the Gentiles or those who do not believe in the Bible.
甚至那些偶像的崇拜者。
Even those who worship idols.
那我们再看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章，请看第九节。
Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9.
289页。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
因为他们自己已经报名，就使徒们，这些工人，已经报名我们，就保罗这一圈的人，说怎么进到你们那里去。你们这个帖撒罗尼迦这个希腊人，你们是怎么离弃偶像，归向神，来服侍那又真又活的神。就这方面先说。就是说这个传道里的使徒工人，他们进到帖撒罗尼迦，就很大的城，就是希腊巴尔干半岛的大城，那外邦的这个大城，那来宣讲福音。
So the workers such as Paul enter into this very big city called Thessalonica, which is the city of the idol worshipper, to preach the gospel of God.
那他们听了福音以后，第一步就离弃偶像，弃甲，那归向真神。
After they listened to the truth, the first step they had to do was to turn from idols to the living God.
布道会的对象要是基督徒，你就不必讲偶像真神。
If the target is Christian themselves, then we don't need to talk about turning away from idols.
因为就好像会堂里的犹太人也不是听这样的信息。
Just like the Jews in the synagogue, they did not need to listen to this kind of message.
那他们弃甲归向这位真神以后，还有一个很重要的。
Another thing that's very important other than turning away from idol,
就是要相信耶稣基督。
That is, they must believe in Christ Jesus.
那接受他的福音，来受洗归入基督。
And to accept his teaching and be baptized into his name.
那你要介绍耶稣基督了。
Then we need to introduce who Jesus is.
他是神的儿子。
That he is the Son of God.
他是人子。
That he's the Son of man.
他传的什么福音。
That what kind of gospel he preaches.
你们应该怎么相信，怎么认识。
And how we shall come to know and accept his gospel.
受洗赦罪称义。
And then also be baptized so that our sin can be forgiven and that we can be sanctified.
就是那高的。成为 children of God.
To become the children of God.
赦罪称义神儿子披戴基督。这几个都是在受洗会发生功效的。
And so there are several things that happen during our baptism, which is the forgiveness of sin and justification, and then also to become the children of God, to receive sonship,
put on Christ,
and to put on Christ.
当然以后有机会再慢慢的一下一一的查考。
So in the future, when we have the opportunity, we will study more in depth.
以后呢，跟主耶稣很密切的关系。
And then in the future, we have a very intimate relationship with Christ. 圣灵进到内心来。When the Holy Spirit comes into us,
那我们活出基督的样式来。
That we live, lift out Christ.
宣讲他的福音，显出神的荣耀。
And we preach His gospel and exhibit the glory of God.
那到最后，这些信主人要等候，要从天上降下来来施行审判的耶稣基督。
And at the end, they shall wait, for the Son from heaven, to come and judge.
所以这一段的短短的两节，就把对外邦人传道的这弃假归真，来相信神，也要接受主耶稣的基督的福音。
So in just these two verses, it describes how they shall preach to the Gentiles to turn from idols and to accept the word of Christ.
所以我们现在看十七章保罗在外邦人面前的一个讲道。
So now let's look at chapter 17, a preaching of Paul before the Gentiles.
这个 Areopagus 就在 Areopagus.
And this happened in Areopagus.
这是希腊首府，就是雅典的东的 northwest， 东现在在西北部的一个比较高台地。
North. This is actually in the northwest part of Greece.
啊，他是从前是拜火，在 Ares 拜火星的那天神的一个大的范围。
And this is a place where there was a lot of worshiping of Ares.
啊，就是火星山呐，就是等于说 Mars 的那山。
Which is also the mountain Mars.
啊，那没有关系，那变成名胜了，变成一个大家聚集谈论的地方。
It has become a place where the people gather and discuss.
犹太人，这古代的希腊人很喜欢谈论地、水、火、风。
The Greeks like to talk about the earth, the water, and fire and wind.
啊，这个叫 four elements. 啊。
The four elements.
他们所形成叫 cosmology， 形成是宇宙观，世界怎么来的
？And that is what they think form the cosmology.
那么讲这个变修行了、苦行了，或者人生应该怎么过至上的快乐了，那这类的理论。
And they also talked about what they need to cultivate themselves in, and also like how they need to and also the theories regarding living.
他们很喜欢玄思冥想 ，speculation.
They like to speculate.
那喜欢讲这些人生的道理、哲理。
They like to talk about the philosophy of life.
包括很多神明都引进来，就是他们神话世界。
They would also bring in a lot about from their mythology.
就是他们充满了爱情、战争的这些神话的世界，也就是人间的反应。
The mythology contains a lot of love and war, which is actually a representation of the world.
所以保罗看到的偶像，一个个都是这个天神啊、海神啊。或者是爱神啊，这些偶像的。
So what Paul saw was this God of heaven, or God of water, or God of love.
说希腊神变成罗马神，名字不一样，但是一样的神。
So the Greek gods turned into the Roman god.
比如说 Hermes 变成 Mercury.
They just had a name change. For example, Hermes became Mercury.
就那个 Zeus 变 Jupiter.
And Zeus would turn into Jupiter.
Aphrodite 变成 Venus.
Aphrodite turned into Venus.
Artemis 变成 Diana.
Artemis became Diana.
不管如何，都是很多的神。
So regardless, there are many gods and goddesses.
保罗在游街的时候，心里很忧伤。哎呦，充满了偶像。
When God was walking through the street, his heart was very saddened that there are so many idols.
为什么不拜真神？
Why would they not worship the true God?
把地水火风都当着神来拜。
And they worship these earth and wind and water and fire as if they were God.
好，那他就开始，他在二十二节在埃尔巴谷就对众人说。
In verse 22, then he addressed the Areopagus.
这等于他的九段讲道词的第三段，保罗有九段的那个讲道的那个使徒信息。
This is the third of the nine different messages that Paul preached.
彼得有六段的在前面第一章到十章的道理。
Just like how Peter had six passages from Acts chapter 2 to chapter 10.
那我们来看这一段对外邦雅典人讲话的内容是什么。
So let's look at the content of this message for the men of Athens.
22节到31节。
Verse 22 to verse 31. This is something that's very fitting for people who pay attention to cosmology or the nature.
有时候我们对道理要从诗情画意的这样的境界来领受，我们会有满心的慰藉，满心的欢心的。
Sometimes when we accept the gospel, we need to look at it from all this. Look at it poetically.
哲理性的来欣赏,
or philosophically.
那你就会觉得，哎呀，有一番的境界啊。
Then we can sense that there is actually a whole level, a whole other level to it.
你跟保罗一样的走在这些外邦的崇拜这些希腊美丽的啦，或者说这生动的这些神明面前。
So just like Paul, who walked before all these gods that had beautified. Then you can imagine how he was preaching. He did not use the method of rejecting. Some people, because their beliefs are different, they just went separate ways.
或话不投机就马上闭嘴，就这样称，就拆台了。
Or if the conversation don't turn to the same point that they just stop talking to each other. We shouldn't be like that. We need to be patient. We need to be gentle and humble. And to use an open heart. When we have this kind of attitude, then we can actually win over souls. And Paul actually opened his mouth and said,
我看出你们凡事很敬畏鬼神，我们中文的翻译，我看出你们是很有宗教虔诚的。那这句话应该这么说。
I perceive that in all things you are very religious.
对，敬畏鬼神，就我们中文的翻译，我看出你们很虔诚的了。那这样说。
Yeah, so he said, in all things I perceive that you're very religious.
尽管你们拜的是偶像。
So even if you, even when you worship idols,
尽管你们所拜的是你们所不认识的神。
Even when you worship the God that you do not know, but they're not really the real God.
你们所拜的我肯定，我肯定你们。
And what you worship, I am very sure.
但是你们有所不知。
But you do not know everything.
你们走错了路，需要有人来提醒。
And you have walked onto the wrong way, and you need to be reminded.
也许我现在给你介绍的这位真神才是你们应该所拜的。
Perhaps the God that I'm telling you about now should be the God that you should worship.
保罗一下就用自然神学，用自然来引证这神的道理，这个论述。
From that point on, then Paul used nature to describe this God that they should worship.
我们称为 natural theology,
which is
用自然来引证神的这样的道理。
So we call that natural theology.
那当然就会说万物本源在哪。
So of course it talks about what is the origin of all of creation.
你看所有 diversity, 所有的 multiplicity, 所有众多殊相, 上头有什么？
When you look at all the diversity or multiplicity, what is above them?
有 utility, 有一个单一的, 源头。
Unity. Oh, there's one above it.
那就说一生二，二生三，三生万物, 那个一是谁？
Oh, so that is to say, one gives birth to two, two to three. So where is that number one?
那就是这位神。
It's God himself.
而且呢，这位神伟大在哪里？
And what is the greatness of this God?
他用这个人间所看到的一本造出万族的人。 定出了疆界年限，我们人的呼吸所享受的万物，空气、清水、阳光， 这谁给的？
So he explained that this God made from one blood every nation of men, and he talked about all the earth and all the appointed times and boundaries.
他是有全能的，他是生命主，他是创造主，生命主。
He is powerful, and he is the creator, and he is the controller of life.
保罗用对比的方式。
Paul used comparison. So he said that a man would create this temple, but God actually created man. He does not need to live in what man creates.
保罗还给容忍一步，就是说你们以前不知道神就 就 look over， 就神就宽容过去。
And he also said that what you did not know before, God would look over.
还是原谅你们。
That he would forgive you.
但现在信息一来了，你们听了就要了解，就要接受了。
But now the message has come, and after you listen and understand, you need to receive.
偶像金石木头都不是偶像，对，偶像不是神。
And all these things that are made of wood or gold, they are not a god.
我们所信奉的主耶稣，才是真正的神。
The God that we worship is the true God.
那是真神差遣基督，让我们有这个福音。
And this God sent down Christ Jesus so that we have this gospel.
把犹太人或外邦人把这个当时地中海世界有很多不相信的复活道理介绍给他们。
And he actually introduced to them this truth about resurrection that was not well accepted in the Mediterranean area.
所以这个道理就包含着要相信主耶稣唯一的救主。
This gospel includes believing in the only true God.
要相信复活的道。
And that they need to believe in the way of resurrection.
要迎接，配得迎接这个神的审判。
So that they actually can be prepared to face the judgment of God.
那你们就要现在相信了。
Then they must believe at that time.
现在福音到你们面前了。
Now that the gospel has come to you.
所以这是保罗对外邦人所见证的道理。
This is what Paul preached to the Gentiles.
他是肯定别人的信仰。
He confirms their faith.
他们是愚昧无知的，可以谅解。
And that they are ignorant, so they can be forgiven.
他用比较的真神跟偶像，或者真神跟受造物的比较。
Then he uses analogy or comparison.
然后他用自然界引进神的伟大。
And then he uses the nature to bring in the greatness of God.
把具体的福音的内容，主耶稣跟他钉十字架的道理，神国福音就介绍给他。
He then also bring in all this very solid perspective on the way of Christ, or on the gospel of Christ.
所以今天我们要布道。
Today we need to evangelize.
我们其实要回想一下我们如何的布道。
We need to think back how we should evangelize.
我们所拥有的圣经知识。
The truth or the knowledge that we have from the Bible.
那样而已吗？
Is it really just about that?
叫我们站起来对众人来宣讲神的福音。
If we were to stand up and preach to all about the gospel of God, can we really clearly explain what is this message?
而且很得体，很中肯吗？
And also, very effectively and accurately.
这是我们都要追求的。
This is something we all need to pursue.
所以我们有主内的跟教基督教界的。
We have those who are within Christ and also in other denominations.
不同语言、不同文化层次，对圣经追求有热心层次都不一样的人。
Yeah, different languages, different background, culture.
我们可以一成不变吗？
Can we actually just use the same message?
然后呢，我们还有外邦的世界。
We also have the Gentile world.
几千千万万的世人。
There are billions of people.
我们单一做不起来，我们群体性的努力。
This is something we all need to work hard together.
求主耶稣神带领我们。
May the Lord guide us.
但是真的都要一句话不嫌多的来介绍。
We need to preach without using one extra word.
那就说来吧，来听，来吧，请来参考。
And come and listen, and come and take reference for yourself.
有一个弟兄跟我说
，There's a brother who told me.
就他开车开到十字路口。
He drove to an intersection.
那就在红灯要转绿灯当中。
When the red light was about to turn green.
有两个骑着什么 motorcycle 从美国到这个台湾去的摩门教的年轻的长老。
There were two young elders from the Mormon Church who went to Taiwan.
就在等红灯转绿灯。
They were waiting for the red light to turn green.
马上就对路人介绍说他们来传福音。
So that they could preach to those. Who are walking on the street.
你在想他们骑着脚踏车各处去各处去传。
If you just imagine them riding the bicycle to preach everywhere.
他们精神是如何呢？
Their spirit and their dedication.
我们可以想一想。
We can think about that.
我们今天下午就这样子，对犹太人，对外邦人传道，使徒保罗他的信息是什么？
And this is our message this afternoon. What is Paul's message to the Jew and also to the Gentile?
所以我们在必要进到使徒行传。
And This is the from the book of Acts.
我们看圣灵如何的这样活跃的带领整个教会。
We can see how the Holy Spirit very actively guides the church.
全民全会众好像投入圣工。
And that everyone would dedicate ourselves to the Holy Word.
他们道理有启示性质跟实际的性质。
And their gospel has the revelation aspect and also practical aspect.
所以我们教会的事务也是需要这样子。
And this is how it should be with our church.
我们就唱诗来结束今天下午的聚会。
So let's sing hymn to conclude our service.
请唱诗277首。
Let's sing hymn 277.